This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now 7 after the hour, this is the DJV show with Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, working our way into your lives. I got an Echo Dot for Christmas, and I'm trying to figure out how to use it.
I told you how to use it. I got you that.
Yeah, I know you did. That's why
you
brought it up.
You plug it into Wi-Fi, and you plug it into your router, either one. And
but
then
it has a regular plug on it, like
you
got to
plug it into the wall, of course. You got to give it some juice.
But
you
got to
turn Alexa on.
Where's the plug for the Wi-Fi?
Well, Wi-Fi is Wi-Fi, so you don't have to, you know, you just have Wi-Fi.
But how do you put it in there, though? Does it automatically absorb the Wi-Fi?
Yes, it automatically absorbs the Wi-Fi.
Well, there's another plug on the other side of it. There's one plug for the electric, and there's a plug next to it that I'm not sure.
Right, if you want to hardwire it with internet, but you can use Wi-Fi as well.
Mm-hmm. Really?
So, just follow. Yeah. There's a little thing inside there called instructions.
Yeah,
it's a real short little. It's like a half a page.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take you right through it. I promise. You're gonna love this thing. And then you can say, "Alexa, play Doug Steffen," and whammo, there you go.
So I'm gonna bring this back with me, and you and I will work on it.
Okay. How's that? Fine. But you're gonna have to invite me over to your house because I don't think we can do it like in a restaurant.
Really?
Okay. Right.
We can go visit Warren while you're there. All right, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, working on this secret, the new year, and how to make it the best year of your life. So I'm going to ask all of you who are listening, and I'm going to work this over with Kara and with Jennifer as well. Think about what you want to do in this year. How can it, being the year, be a new year, a better year? And the resolution stuff, which is garbage, is nonsense. You don't keep them. I wonder if either of you made any New Year's resolutions, though. Did you?
Well, I think I told you mine already. Mine is to purge and simplify. So
yeah.
I want to just streamline. I want to get rid of extra stuff and just get back to a more simplistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
What about you, Kara?
Yeah, I guess besides just generally trying to be healthy, I don't normally make big resolutions. I think mine this year is to read at least one book every month. I've been really bad at reading, so
that's
what I want to try and do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. There are people who are concerned about how much judgment there is in society, how much focus there is on somebody else, and people deflect. I think that's one of the real problems that humans have. I was thinking of the curmudgeon because Victoria always calls me Captain Curmudgeon. She's very curt, and I said to her, realize how caustic you are? And she said, who, me? You think I'm caustic? And I don't think anybody in her life ever tells her this. I know her well enough to tell her that I think she's, but I've said this to her before, you're just really difficult to be around.
She must love that.
And she said,
Everybody loves to hear that they're difficult to be around.
But she's so direct with this. She said, well, I'm not costing them direct. Okay, well, whatever you want to call it, that's what you are. So that's. I figure if she's going to be that way with me and others, then I'm going to be that way with her and then just call it to her attention, you know, in a sense. And whether she gets, people don't change their stripes that way unless they really want to, unless they find it of getting in the way of the things that they really want to do in their lives. Because I think there are a lot of mistakes that we make. But the wisdom that comes to people, there seems to be a refresher course in wisdom that takes place at the beginning of the year. A lot of people set goals, the end of the year, new year, reflection for a lot of people. So I guess I would ask Jennifer and Kara as well, when you think back on the stumbling blocks of this past year, do you really think you have grown because of your experiences?
Yes.
You have?
Do I think I've grown this past year? Yes.
Yeah. I think you have too, actually. What do you think was your biggest growth spurt, or in what area?
I don't know if I can just come up with one area. I think that my career grew in different ways this year. I think my yep. personal life grew in different ways this year. You know, the last few months of the new year were really tough. I had family stuff going on, and I think perseverance is something that I've always had, but maybe just knowing that you can only change the stuff that you can change.
Yep.
And that realization is tough because I'm kind of a control freak in ways, not to control other people in a way that's selfish for me, but because I think I want good things for the people that I love. And so I really want, I'm always trying to strive for perfection. And mm-hmm. I think the realization that you can't always get that, you know, you have to back off a little bit and just take what comes your way.
How about you, Kara?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to think of individual things throughout, you know, the year is so long, and to think of individual things that you've grown in. But for me, family has always been important, and I think same with Jen. A lot of things with my family have happened this year, with my sister having a baby and with her possibly having cancer and having to have surgery. And it just, I think it really hit home harder than a lot of other years how important family is to me, and mm-hmm. kind of how that will always be my priority over almost anything else is making sure that my family is number one.
Well, that's how you were raised. Most of the people, Jennifer is the same way, where people that were raised in an environment that supports the family, that acknowledges the goodness that there is between siblings and parents and that sort of thing. That's one of the great, if I can throw my own personal resolution, or not resolution, but my own reflection, seeing how my daughter has become the fabulous mother that she is. You, Jennifer, still haven't met Miles, but we'll have to figure a way to get everybody together.
You keep promising.
I saw that picture of the two of you, by the way. It was very, very cute.
What, the birthday picture?
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah. He's just that, you know, you don't get that unless everybody around you as a child growing up is supportive and loving. But what I like about Megan is that she's very firm with him. When he goes off the terrible twos, or whatever they call the threes, you know, he's in the throes of understanding the world. He's psychologically, he's getting a feel for what the world is all about, and knows that he is a center point. Kids always know somehow instinctively that they're the focal point. And so they begin to think the world revolves around them, and if they don't get their own way, there's a reaction to that. And Megan handles it just very, very well. She calls him Buddy. Buddy, what's the problem? Yeah.
And now is the time, too, when he tests to see what he can get away with and what he's getting.
Yep.
That mind's developing.
Always say please, thank you, that sort of thing. And he loves to talk to people around him and get into. We were at the train. We went to Griffith Park. He was riding a pony on Friday, and then we got on to there's a pony cart that we rode around on. And one of the good things about being exposed to the dogs, as he has been, and to the farm, is he's not afraid of big animals. Most of the youngsters, I've told you, that when in this circumstance of going to the farm with we had cows and milking cows, and even last year bringing kids in, they go for rides. This teaches them not to be afraid. So many children are afraid of noises, and their parents teach them to be afraid of things that are big. That's a horrible thing to do. Don't do that with your children. Let them explore the world as long as they don't get hurt. And even once in a while falling down, getting a little bump or a bruise is a good lesson. It really is. You cannot protect you. You can't put a bubble around your children. You don't want to do that emotionally, spiritually, physically. They have to explore the world. And we have these helicopter parents that are still watching their kids when they're in high school. It's ridiculous. How close were you, Kara? I know Jennifer's talking. What sort of connection did you have, because you're the closest to high school and college, with your parents as you started to explore being independent and on your own?
As in, like, were my parents my best friends? Or
well, no, were they watching? Did they always want to know where you were? Were they keeping tabs on you? Did they let you spread your wings? How did they make you? You're a very decent, warm, loving human being. You're very positive, and I wouldn't have you here. I wouldn't want to be around you if you weren't. And that has to have come from your parents.
Yeah, I think there's a difference between helicopter parents and your parents keeping a tab on you. I've always been very good, and this is something I expect of my friends and family. I don't know if you ever have this, but I'm very much the person that, like, if I have a party and friends are leaving, I'm like, okay, text me when you get home, because I'm a mother, apparently.
Yeah, I do.
But I think it's an important thing to do, and so I just had a very natural relationship with my parents that if I was going out with friends or, you know, the night of prom or something like that, just, okay, well, now we're going to do this. We're doing this. So it wasn't ever, like, I didn't feel like they were monitoring, like they weren't big brother keeping an eye on every single thing I did or that, you know. I think it was just coming from a good place that
so
I...
So were your parents parents or friends, Kara?
I would say parents. It's very much a mother-daughter relationship.
Jennifer, how do you describe your relationship with Diane Sweeney?
With my mom, Diana. Yeah. She'd go nuts if she heard you say Diane. I don't know why that bothers her, but my name's Diana. You know what? I think that it was just the two of us, because my parents split up for the last time when I was in the second grade. So really my time spent with her. So we were friend-like, but yet I always had this really big respect. I think what happens when parents become friends with their kids is that the kids lose respect. And it's not like my mom was like, oh, let's go score some pot or let's go drink or let me go to your parties with you. That's not it at all. I was never into that scene. That was not it. It was just... because it was the two of us, we had a really close-knit relationship where we were definitely... It was beyond mother-daughter. We definitely had a friendship. We still do. But yet, I still respected her as my mother. It wasn't like I was trying to go around her or play her because we were friends.
Yeah. All right. Good answers. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope. That's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We'll be right back.
had theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
There's something about this guy that always got me charged up. The way it wasn't the way he did it, it was the way he sounded. It wasn't his physical actions as he performed, but just what he did with his voice. David Bowie's son, Duncan Jones, launched an online book club dedicated to his father's favorite literary works. Kind of interesting. A different way of looking at David Bowie. Bowie, you say Bowie or Bowie?
Bowie.
Bowie, right.
Bowie.
His website a couple of years ago, Jennifer, revealed his personal list of the top 100 books with F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Great Gatsby being in there, to Peter Aykroyd's Hawksmoor, which apparently the son picked as the first read.
That's what I've been doing Hawksmoor during this flu that I've had.
You Hawksmoor, yeah, it's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, Hawksmoor.
So the son says, my dad was a beast of a reader. I've been feeling a building sense of duty to go on that same literary marathon in tribute to him, as time allows. He said, as he confirmed his plans quite, this is pretty open stuff. All right, gang, he said, anybody who wants to join along, we're reading Peter Aykroyd before we get into the heavy stuff. Jones himself, as film director, added that the book club members have until the first of next month to finish reading that novel before the next pick is revealed. Also on the list, novels like George Orwell's 1984. Who hasn't read that? You both have read that, right?
Sure.
1984. Yep. It's a great lesson for the politics of the day. Let's see, what else? Anthony Burgess's A Clockwork Orange. John Kennedy Toole's A Confederacy of Dunces. Music books like Sweet Soul Music, Rhythm and Blues, and The Southern Dream of Freedom, and a collection of John Cage lectures and writings. This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool for, I mean, David Bowie had a very interesting brain, I think, to be able to write and sing the stuff that he did. So it's kind of cool to be able to read the literature that turned him into that.
Also on this list, Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. There's the book Transcendental Magic, Its Doctrine and Ritual. And then the Hall's Dictionary of Subjects and Symbols of Art. So, yeah, very broad. I'd like to actually, I haven't read the I've not read either Howard Zinn's People's History of the U.S. or the book Transcendental Magic. I would like to read that.
It sounds right up your alley.
Does it? Yep. Yeah, right. All right. Continue. All right. Calm down, Jennifer. The story of Roy Orbison. I think last week it was noted that his sons have put together a book titled The Authorized Roy Orbison Story, the layers and layers of things that happened in his life. There are 300 photographs, many of them never before published, and they're all over the book. Roy Orbison Jr. says Dad was a recluse on the level of Greta Garbo. Yeah, he was. He never wanted to be out in public. He didn't like being out in the sun, even. With the book, the three sons essentially achieved an additional goal to set the record straight on his legacy. Included is a recollection from Orbison on his 1963 tour of England with the Beatles, which proved significant in more ways than you can imagine. It was during that tour that Orbison started wearing the dark prescription glasses. He always, I don't think you can find pictures of him without those glasses. The Roy Jr. quote was, he left his regular glasses on a plane just for the tour. He had the dark glasses with him and decided to keep wearing them. Dad wasn't able to see without the glasses. When he got off the plane in England, people were taking pictures, and that's what they saw. Dad with the dark glasses, and that's where that fashion statement was born. I have Roy Orbison. That's what I call him. I have Roy Orbison sunglasses. That's what I like to wear. It's very good. I don't think you've ever seen me in those, Jennifer. 28 past the hour, DJV time. This is Doug Steffen with a very special offer from MyPillow. MyPillow bringing back their best offer ever here in this circumstance. One pillow you pay for, one you get free. So if you have a tough time at night tossing and turning around in the bed and up and down sideways, stuffing and piling that pillow, trying to get your neck and your head straight, forget about it. The patented adjustable fill inside every MyPillow stays cool and in place all night. So your head and neck have the support like you can get with no other pillow. You'll fall off faster, stay asleep longer, wake up refreshed like never before. And just now for the holidays, you buy one premium MyPillow at the regular price, get a second one as a gift for somebody you love, free. Hurry, there's no way this offer can last. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Pay for one, get two. At MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid not attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
The Call of the Wild.
Oh, oh.
Maybe things like that won't change. However, we're into the new year. It's time for us to think about what we're doing to improve ourselves. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria's off this week because of her vacation time in Ireland. One of the things that I have decided is to stop beating myself up. I'm very critical of myself. I think almost everybody does it. I'm not
You're
sure why.
Own best critic. That's
yeah,
right.
Right. I'm my own best salesman. I know that. But I also know that I face... I have this sign that was up in my office for a long time called "Fix the Problem, Not the Blame." That's what the sign said. And then you have this analysis paralysis that goes on all the time. Many of us with ourselves, we say things to ourselves that we would never permit anybody else to say. You know, you're very hard on yourself, Jennifer, and I think that... I am, too. But that doesn't...
You're hard on me, too. You're right. Stop it already.
Yes. Well, it hurts, and it distracts you from the work that's at hand, being tough on yourself. Understand yourself, yes. There's a difference between understanding yourself. And that goes back to sort of the reflection that I was making earlier with regard to raising children. The way that you raise them to be healthy and happy, in my opinion, is to support them in the strongest way and not let them get away with anything. They are going to try, and you're not going to pat them and, oh, Johnny's a nice little boy, and that's, no. You don't do that. And I didn't have anybody really, I can remember a few moments when I was a youngster. My father would say, when I got caught doing something I was supposed to do, my father would say, you know the difference between right and wrong. I'm not sure I really did, but it was convenient for him to say that, so then there didn't have to be a discussion, because he didn't know. He didn't have any father. He was an orphan. So he didn't have anybody really telling him. He learned on the street how to survive, and survival was right, and not surviving was wrong. So, you know, how do you use that in the temperance movement? And maybe that's the reason I go the other way. I don't think I was that permissive with my children, but I think I was very interested in having them be happy. And so whether that is helping, we all have that stuff. But maybe this is a wonderful time of year. It really is. When you think about what's going on, the chances that we all have for just getting it right again. Here's a fresh chance for us to get it right. Look at yourself first and think about yourself first, not in an egotistical way, but what's the old business about loving yourself? If you don't love yourself, you can't love anybody else. That's very true. And a hard lesson for some of us to learn.
Got to put your oxygen mask on first before assisting other passengers.
And I never do that. I never, ever. It's been pointed out to me many times that I don't. I always put everybody else first and not myself. So that's something. And you can do it without being a jerk. I think you can, anyway. So how does all of this conversation tie in with that moon? Did you see that moon in the sky over the weekend? Wow. The first one,
the wolf moon.
Yeah. Well, when you look up, if you not in New York and Los Angeles, because you can't really see the sky where there are so many lights. But when you get out into the area, like I happen to have been on the farm for New Year's, and I got out of my car, I got home, I don't know, it was about 8 o'clock or something, and I got out and I looked up at the sky, and it was fabulous. And driving around looking at that moon, wow. Supermoons occur, by the way, when the moon is bigger and brighter in the sky because it's closer to the Earth. And so it's the perigee and apogee, you know about that? It's sort of an elliptical. When we learned about that in school. I remember when the first Sputnik went up into orbit, and then we went into space, and the discussion when I was in high school about apogee and perigee, I was really interested in the space program even at that point in time, and I was the only one, if I'd have been on Jeopardy, man, I could have won $1 million. Mm-hmm. The question or the answer was apogee and perigee. And the question is, what are the extended units, if you will, or measurements of not only the satellites that are in orbit, but the moon, which is just another satellite. Actually, when you get right down to it, the moon moves. Maybe this demonstrates it better. At its furthest point from the planet, it's about 345,000 miles away. At its nearest point, it's about 280,000 miles away. So there's a 60,000 mile spin in that orbit, and it literally is closer to the Earth at this time. And it will be again. It's 14% bigger and 30% brighter than the typical full moons through the rest of the year. And so every 13 months or so, that's when it happens, because that's its cycle around the Earth. So it's very interesting to understand how this all works. And so the end of the month, the 31st, we'll see another supermoon. It'll be the moon will look like it's blue in the sky. So, you okay with that? Everybody's all right?
You go, blue moon.
Moon, I saw you standing alone.
I have anything just for you.
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Very cute. All right, people in the news, Hoda. Does everybody know now? When you say Hoda, pretty much everybody knows who Hoda
Kotb
is.
Yeah, because right. Nobody knows how to say her last name, but it's Kotb.
So this is an unusual circumstance because they're really directing the Today Show toward women. What other show do you know of that has one male host and three women?
I don't think that they're trying to get women's viewership. I think what they're trying to do is make a point that NBC isn't sexist. And so I think that you're going to see a lot of news organizations who still have holes to fill from all of these men that fell during the Me Too movement with female positions. Politically, I think Hoda's a great choice. I think she already is a member of the team. It's not going to disrupt any chemistry or camaraderie.
Yeah.
But I think that NBC politically is trying to make gains, going, oh, well, that Matt Lauer, that was him. We're not sexist at all. Oh, look at, we hired Hoda. Look at, there she is.
Yep, already there. So she gets a double, she gets a her salary double. That's not a bad deal. And in league with that information, there are a list of prominent actresses, women in television, agents, writers, directors, producers, who have formed a sprawling initiative to fight sexual harassment in the entertainment business. The initiative includes, quote, well, I'm looking at all of the things, the people who are a part of this. Shonda Rhimes put it together. She has created Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. Those are her TV shows. And then there are others like Ashley Judd, Eva Longoria, America Ferrara, Natalie Portman, Rashida Jones, Emma Stone, Kerry Washington, Reese Witherspoon, among others, who have signed on to this initiative, which includes a legal defense fund, $13 million in donations from these people to help less privileged women, women who are nurses, who work at farms and in factories and restaurants and hotels, to protect them from sexual misconduct and the fallout from reporting it. Also, that $13 million is going to help them formalize legislation which will penalize companies that tolerate persistent harassment. It'll also discourage, hopefully, the use of non-disclosure agreements to silence victims. They also have, in this initiative, created a drive to reach gender parity at the studios, talent agencies, and that sort of thing. And that's long overdue, gender parity in terms of pay and opportunity. Myra Sorvino is an example of someone who just disappeared because she got on the blacklist because she wouldn't do the hoochie coo with Harvey Weinstein.
You know, the LA Times did this really interesting piece. And this is, are you ready for this one? This statistic will make you go nuts. And I had to find it while you were telling the story, because Harvey Weinstein, his accusation started, the first accusation against Harvey Weinstein was October the 5th. Since that time, 100 people, powerful people anyway, have been accused of sexual harassment. Do you know that the rate of accusation has been once every 20 hours since Harvey Weinstein was accused October 5th? Every 20 hours, somebody new that's powerful has been accused of sexual harassment. 51 of those people are from Hollywood or arts and entertainment. 18 are in politics. 21 work in media. 4 are from hospitality industry. 4 work in technology. The list goes on and on and on. But think about how significant the Harvey Weinstein revelation was. If once every 20 hours since that time, you're getting a new accusation, and then the fallout that comes from that. It's huge.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, and I'm glad to see, though, because Rose McGowan, who is kind of the head of a lot of this, gave a lot of these women flack because they said, okay, we're all going to show up to the Golden Globes wearing black dresses. And she was like, well, that's great. What does that actually do? So it's good to see that in addition to everyone wanting to wear black dresses, which I kind of think will be really cool to see on a red carpet, is all the women wearing the same color, is that they're actually doing something about it and actually wanting to help women who are in maybe lower class jobs, who don't have as much funding as these women do to help themselves.
So do you think that will overshadow Golden Globes? I think are this Sunday, aren't they? Isn't it this Sunday the Golden Globes are on TV?
Coming up sometime soon.
I think it's pretty much, I think it's next Sunday. And so with that, will that overshadow? Will that become a part of, will it become the theme? Does it need to be the
100%
theme?
100% it's going to be. Because if any of these women who are wearing black, or even if they're not, if they win an award, you can bet your butt that it's going to be in their speech. Every
but
single one of them.
But they're all such hypocrites. You know, they can wear black dresses all they want. Okay, that's
symbolic.
Great. That they're. It's great. It's like the AIDS ribbon. But are you donating to the cause, or are you wearing a red ribbon on your lapel? tell. I think it's so much more meaningful when you have real activists than people who just become part of a movement because it's the hip and trendy thing to do.
Yeah. Women that I mentioned have stepped up to the plate in terms of signing on and kicking dough into it. That's where the $13 million bucks came from.
And that's a good thing.
So, yeah, it's absolutely a good thing. It's time for this stuff to come to a stop. And not only the harassment, what really bothers me, in addition to all of that, is the fact that women don't get paid the same as men. What the hell? How do you get away with that? And only because people have let the agents knew it. The agents, there should be more women agents, too.
And for a long time, women accepted less. Men offered less, and we accepted less.
Right.
And a lot of this movement has to do about women changing behavior, too, about us becoming more empowered and more confident and actually letting our talent shine a little bit more, too.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest-growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi. I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in 2 human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking Nora Coffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485-horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Now, 53 after the hour, the tradition continues of Tech Talk, but because Victoria Keelan is on vacay, I am the designated, what is the designated hitter? I'm the DH. I'm not going to hit anybody, but I'm going to hit you with some information, the technology. We try to prepare information that is of value to everybody, because this really isn't for, this is not, I'm not Leo Laporte and or Kim, I was going to say Kim Kardashian. Kim Commando. No, there's none of that here. But there's some interesting news from the Library of Congress. And so we'll get to that and a couple of other things in just a moment here.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. GEICO will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, Send Yeti On Over. GEICO is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
All right, let's get at it here. The Library of Congress has collected every single public tweet that has been sent out since the beginning of Twitter in 2006. Now they're going to acquire and preserve tweets on a selective basis. Why in the name of God does the Library of Congress keep every single public tweet? All the stuff from President Trump, other newsmakers, they're going to archive them, but the rants that you have about The Last Jedi and others will not be kept. Why in the... I don't even begin to understand.
Did you know that?
This.
I had no idea.
No, I didn't either. It was ridiculous. The Library of Congress keeping tweets? You got to be nuts. So anyway, the tweets collected and archived will be thematic and event-based. Events like elections, ongoing national public policy discussions, that sort of thing. So why'd they change their mind? People are tweeting more than ever now. Tweets have grown in length from 140 characters to 280, and they are not just text-based anymore. So that's a big problem for the Library of Congress. I think this is shameful. I think it's ridiculous, asinine, that we were spending our money and we didn't, as Kara suggested, we didn't know, have any idea.
I guess when Twitter started, they didn't really know what it would become, so I understand then thinking that important things might come out on Twitter and that you would want to keep track of them, but it's changed a ton in the last 10 years, so you think that they would have figured that out earlier. I mean, it makes sense to collect the president's tweets or other people like that, just so you have a record of them, but yeah.
Well, it just sort of speaks to how digitally addicted we are. And this sort of thing runs people's lives, and a lot of it that's been saved at the library ruin people's lives with the things that the connected. We all have to be connected, and I wonder. I leave my phone in the car when I'm on the road, or I leave it in the house. I don't bring my phone with me everywhere. These people that can't go to dinner without having the phone with them, and they're twittering back and forth, tweeting back and forth. Come on. Scrolling through Facebook, kind of fun once in a while if you're looking for some information that's conversational. But yeah, the amount of time that people spend has become a black hole in people's lives. Checking back, what was it last couple 3 weeks ago? We were saying that the average person looks at his iPhone 80 times a day. So, and there are some people who have two iPhones. I was with somebody the other night. Two iPhones. What do you need two iPhones? As a matter of fact, it was yesterday at the inauguration, more like a coronation of our new mayor here in Framingham, which sort of made national news. It was, but these people, all of you got to take a Senator Pocahontas was there. Everybody wanted a selfie with her, and they were sending them all over the place. Get a life, for God's sakes. Anyway, that's my way of controlling digital addiction. 59 past the hour.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.